vibrant, but also the way that Pomeroy has framed this discussion of Black history in its modernity and an imagining for the future is really cool. I'm not a film critic, and I am also but one goober on the airwaves, but I'm going to try my best to convince you to watch it if you have not already. If you have seen it, good for you. Please also spread the word about this film. Frankly, that's it. We're going to go into more music now. Getting into like the thrashy kind of like punky bit. Excited to play this song because this band historically usually makes songs that have words that are not exactly radio friendly, at least for my hour. So I am super stoked to make you listen to Live, Laugh, Lead by the Muslims. Get into it.
Let's be nice. Let's be kind. Let's not yell. Be polite. Took your house and your land. Let's be nice. Don't be rude. Live, laugh, let in your head, your imagine. Live, laugh, let in your head and your back, your seat. Live, laugh, let in your head, now you're 6 feet. But you are free, we're free, this is democracy. So look at them, not at me. Shoot your friends in the streets. Wipe my hands of this mess.
days in the city was strangulation. She dead in the jacket basement, I'm saying.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Gnostic Flesh, Mortal Hell by Health, Backwash, and Horror. My name is Leslie, and this is like heavy instrumentals, sometimes chill, and sometimes hardcore edition of a Black History Month playlist here on Typically Tuesdays. We had listened to some music from Dominique Fils-Aimée, from Julian Taylor Band, as some examples earlier this hour. We are deep into the section of the playlist that's like rock music, basically. I hope you're enjoying it, and be sure to, I mean, I shouldn't have to tell you this, but I encourage you to listen to Black musicians throughout the rest of the year. Not just in February. These are just some of the folks who I like, so check them out. I was talking about Union Street earlier this hour. It's a documentary directed by Jamila Pomeroy. It's currently being shown at the Vancouver International Film Festival studio for their Black History Month programming. One of the reasons why I really, really like this film is because the subject of Black history and the displacement of Vancouver's Black community, the literal destruction of the physical space of Vancouver's Black community in Hogan's Alley, is framed in a modern discussion about the need for a physical Black cultural space to exist in Vancouver in order for the future of Vancouver's Black community to feel kind of, I guess, more centralized and also visible, so that, one, the city can be more inclusive, but two, Black people can feel included, importantly, included in Vancouver. I feel like that's such an important thing for all people to sit with and think about, especially if they live in Vancouver. As people who live in Vancouver, as Vancouverites, we're benefiting every single day from the fruits and labors of Black community members in our neighborhoods. But their labor is erased. Their names are erased. Literally, like, they do not teach this in British Columbia's education system. I don't know about you, listener, but I did my kindergarten to grade 12 in BC. I don't remember I literally, ashamedly and horrifically, literally do not remember a single social studies unit in which we talked about Vancouver, nor even British Columbia's Black history. And it is abundant. And we didn't even do that during February. Yet it is undeniable that there are certain parts in the Lower Mainland that are considered some of the most quote-unquote diverse places in Canada, which includes Black folks. It is also undeniable that some of the first notable settlers in British Columbia were Black folks. As well, that there was this place, there was this neighborhood in Vancouver that was like the Black cultural hub of the city. And it is a true injustice that we don't discuss that as often as we should. And yet the joy that is shown in Union Street, the hope and optimism is so crucial, because it shows us what is really truly needed in the city. And it reminds us that, like any other place, Black people have always been here. They've always existed here. They are important, crucial members of our societies. And we have to center and celebrate them. And one place to start is the creation of this physical space and the honoring of this physical space. I don't know. I mean, again, who am I to say anything? I am just a goober on the airwaves, and I'm not Black. But I guess I've just been thinking so much about this movie because it's really, really beautiful. And its message is very, 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 very important. If you, like me, could not catch Union Street at the Vancouver International Film Festival last fall, Pomeroy had discussed during a quick Q&A that in the coming future, the film will be available via streaming, and that thankfully there are some schools in BC that are going to do viewings of it. But as well, it is still being shown at the VIFF Studios right now. Next viewings are February 27th, which is next Tuesday, February 28th, which is the following day, and there are two showings in March. Run, Do Not Walk to See Union Street by Jamila Pomeroy. I don't endorse a whole lot of things. I don't tell people to do monetary things often on the show. Well, this is my endorsement. Run, Do Not Walk to go purchase your tickets to see Union Street now if you haven't already. Go to viff.org and look up Union Street. Listen, if you saw Union Street, I want to hear your thoughts about it. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Typically Tuesdays. You can send me an email instead if you don't have Instagram. I'm typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. I want to know what you thought about it. And I mean, if you appeared in Union Street and you want to talk to someone about it, hit me up in the same places. I'm on Instagram at Typically Tuesdays and on email, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. It would be an honor to discuss your work and what you talked about on Union Street. Anyways, here's more music for you. This is Fear Evil Like Fire by Eve's Tumor. was Life Online by Buckeye. Before that, you heard one of my favorite bands, Mannequin Pussy, with Sometimes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. And hey, I hope you enjoyed today's playlist of, not easy listening music by Black musicians for Black History Month. I really liked putting it together. I hope you got to take down some names of new bands, new musicians that you hadn't heard of before. I hope you enjoyed some of the songs that you have listened to in the past. There are definitely some favorites on this playlist. And I hope you also check out Union Street again. It's very important to watch, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. Thank you for tuning in to this week's TT. I think I mentioned maybe last week that I'm starting to catch up with some of the newer programming on 90.1, because there are a lot of volunteers who have returned, or folks who are making new shows that I haven't always had the time to catch. So this week, I want to encourage you to check out Coriana and Stella's open mic slot every Tuesday from 6 to 7. They're two friends. They have very, very good banter, and as well, they play really good music. So go check out their open mic Tuesday from 6 to 7 in the evening. And of course, I'm going to keep pushing you to listen to Democracy Now! Weekdays from 11 to 12 here on 90.1 FM. Stay engaged with what is happening around the world. And speaking about what is happening around the world, and specifically in Canada, actually, recently, Canada, along with New Zealand and Australia, put out an official statement calling for a quote-unquote humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, which, I mean, great, a little bit late, but great. Now that we've got that official statement, it's also time for us to continue to mobilize and call Canada to put an arms embargo and sanctions on Israel. Because you can make that call for a ceasefire, but unless there is actual material accountability happening, we may not see one. Therefore, keep pushing your government representatives, keep contacting Trudeau and Jolie, and demand for an arms embargo and sanctions on Israel. And besides, it's important to note that in December, Trudeau had mentioned in passing that we should be calling for a ceasefire, and yet even then there was nothing done materially. So we gotta hold the government to account, you know? And we have to keep pushing for an actual ceasefire in Gaza. Make those calls, write those letters, write them emails. Okay, thanks, bye. And quite literally, okay, thanks, bye, as we wrap up the show today. Hope you enjoyed this week's Typically Tuesdays. I'll see you very, very soon. Here is the last track. I promised you, meet me at the altar. This is Brighter Days Are Before Us. We'll be right back.
have tuned in to Open